Hallo, audio boom. I am making an apple crumble, and I thought I would record record it. Right, all I've done out is I've measured out 300 grams of plain flour, 175 grams of unrefined brown sugar, 200 grams of unsalted butter, and a pinch of salt. And what I've done is I've sieved the flour. So that it's nice and airy. And I've got 5 cooking apples peeled and chopped into about 3-4 centimeters. Cubed, so I'm doing that at the minute. Pardon me. So what I'm actually going to do is stew the apples and put in a 50 grams of unrefined brown sugar. In with the water and stir it up with a pinch of cinnamon. So basically it is apple and cinnamon crumble. So once you've measured out your ingredients, what you do is you rub your butter into your flour along with your sugar and your pinch of salt. So you rub it until you get sort of like breadcrumbs consistency. Or you can make it into a fist and it'll hold its shape. Squeeze it in your fist and it holds its shape. That's just perfect. That's how I test it. So it takes a good wee while actually, because you want to make sure you've got it all rubbed in. Oh, my back is breaking. peeling the apples, and then obviously you have to peel them and decore them. Which takes a wee while. So what I've got here is I've got the crumble top and I've got the apples ready for stewing. So I'm just gonna go clear up these apple skins, rub out a couple of dishes and get ready for stewing the apples, and I'll resume recording in a bit. So, after that little clean-up operation, we are now stewing the apples. They're nice stewing away. As you can hear, quite nicely. Turn them down a bit. So, what I've got in here is some cinnamon, ground cinnamon, and some sugar. And I'm done. I'm absolutely done because I realised that I had spilled sugar everywhere. So I had to pull out the Hoover and, oh my god, do operation. which was a bit of a faff. Getting the smell of them, and they smell lovely. So that's it. That's it, really. Once that's done, I shall put it into the tray, baking tray. You kind of line it with a bit of butter, stop it from sticking when it's cooking. And then put it in and put the top on and bung it in the oven for about 45 minutes. And that's it, really. That's it done. So what I'm having tonight is pies, all pies. I'm having that's hot. Cottage pie from last night, leftovers, and apple crumble pie tonight as well. So I don't mind. It'll all taste good. And that's the main thing. Meaty apples are strewn away lovely. So that's it, guys. That's me doing the apple crumble pie. Oh. I'm having my cottage pie. And that's it. So, yeah, I'm getting used to the audio boom. I'm going to put my mind to it, I suppose. So, I'm going to go and dish this out, put it in the oven, and have my cottage pie, and then apple crumble for dessert. Okay, that's it. Bye for now. Okay. Listen, have a listen. Apple crumble is in the oven cooking, and I'm just lying on the bed because my back is completely faked. So I'm just lying on the bed chilling, waiting for it to be ready. So there's a core difference between all the chaos before and now. It's nice and chilled. I could go to sleep. In fact, that's what I'm going to do after I get my dinner. Go to bed. Because I'm bait. Okay. That's it. I don't have anything else to say, really. Yeah. Enjoy your evening, whatever you're doing. And I'm sure I'll post. I'll think of something to post soon.
Pause recording button. 1 minute and 24 seconds. Time remaining. 1 pause recording button.